$150 billion. Just wrap your mind around that number, $150 billion. That's what the government, our government, has already loaned the troubled insurance giant AIG. But the company says it probably needs a little bit more money. Henry Blodgett is CEO of the Business Insider and is here with some fresh outrage. You say that AIG is basically sucking up taxpayer money like a big black hole. How much more money does it need?
Who knows? They have no idea. We have no idea. Nobody knows. It just increases every day.
And what does it say it needs the money for?
Basically, this is a company that wrote a lot of insurance against debt. So it helped its clients ensure that debt would not default. And what happens is, as that debt looks like it's more likely to default, AIG has to come up with money as collateral to give to those clients to say, here, we have the money. We still think they're not going to default, but if they do, you need to know that you have some money coming from us. So they have to keep shelling out more and more collateral. And as they get in a weaker and weaker financial position, the rating agencies may downgrade them, and suddenly they're required to put up more capital. And very similar to a bank, they have all of these assets, more than $1 trillion of assets that they've bought, that are rapidly depreciating in value. And as they do, they wipe out the company's capital. So they keep needing to run to the government with their hand out.
And the government's fear is that if AIG doesn't honor these debts, these other companies will fail.
This has been the threat from the beginning, which is that we can't possibly let any of these banks fail, or AIG in this case, because the world as we know it would end. And the problem is that once we made that decision, we got into this situation where it is a black hole, and the government is sitting there just shoveling in more and more taxpayer money that is getting vaporized. Now the company is basically giving up on the idea of selling things because nobody will buy them, or nobody will buy them at the prices they want to pay. And so now the solution is, well, we'll just write them over to you, the government. And so suddenly the U.S. government is going to be put in the position of being a private equity firm. It's just a very ugly situation. And unfortunately, it's arisen because we did decide at the first day that you could not possibly risk basically making the debt holders, who were the ones that lent all this money to AIG in the first place, take any pain at all.
Right. And so looking back at that, do you think that that was the wrong decision, or could it really have led to an even worse financial collapse?
It's a tough question. And obviously, what happened with Lehman Brothers is what is scaring the bejesus out of people, which is that you had failure. Suddenly, all banks stopped lending to each other. Everybody was panicked that if you gave money to a bank, it would be vaporized, and they stopped lending to corporations, and the entire global credit market seized up. And we've basically spent the 6 months after Lehman trying to recover from that situation. So there is a very justifiable fear that that would happen. On the other hand, we've now gotten ourselves in a situation where the government has effectively guaranteed the bank every bank loan that's out there, and is saying that the people who did lend money to these organizations and are now realizing that they shouldn't have, well, it's okay, we all make mistakes and you're protected. And my hope is still that the government can actually step into the AIG situation, take the debt holders, there's $225 billion of long-term debt, and say, look, I'm sorry, you guys have to take a hit, and it's going to really hurt and it's going to scare everybody else, but we're sick of bailing you out ourselves. And that you can have these managed situations where both the debt holders and the shareholders of these troubled companies pay up for the stupidity of the management teams. But at this point, we're not there yet.
Well, next week, they will announce their fourth quarter loss, and it will be a loss of what is expected to be some $60 billion. So next week, we'll see some action.
Next week, you will probably see AIG whimpering with its hand out again, saying, we'll destroy the Western world as we know it if you don't bail us out again. And at this point, the government is still incredibly reluctant to say to the people who originally lent money to AIG, which now includes the U.S. taxpayer but didn't originally, you can only have 50 cents on the dollar. And hopefully we'll go down that road, but at this point we're not hearing any noises out of the government that suggests that that's a possibility.
Henry Blodgett is CEO of the online publication The Business Insider. Henry, thank you.
Thank you.